Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much, O Lord our God, for this wonderful privilege you are giving unto us once more. We have been seeing your almighty presence and felt the same since the beginning of the service today. The Sunday school program was wonderful. The morning service was glorious. Father, we thank you. It is the token of your love unto us to teach us doctrine, to rebuke us, to correct us, to instruct us in righteousness, that the man of God, the woman of God, the boy, the girl of God, might be perfect according to the scriptures, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We thank you very much for your grace upon your servant. We pray for more of the same in his life. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Father and our God, may this word of life, this glorious gospel of our day, may not stand against any of us, Lord. We need you more than ever before. Forgive us of our unbelief. Forgive us of our shortcomings. Forgive us of our sins. Give us a true repentant heart. May everything come under the blood. Have your way, Lord. Your blood was so shed in vain. Thou dying Lamb of God, thy precious blood shall never lose its power till the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. It is your promised word. Thank you, our Father. Lord, your servant is reporting for duty this afternoon. Help me, O Lord. Have your way, Father. Take absolute control of the atmosphere. May the Holy Spirit take over, Lord. Glorify your name. Say, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Speak, Lord. Your children are listening. For unto thee shall the garden of your people be. Have your way, Father. Thank you for the song service. Thank you for the song leader. Thank you for the instrument users. Thank you for the special numbers. Thank you for everyone at the post of duty. We pray for strength from above upon the officers. Help them, O Lord. Have your way one more time. Deliver us from all evil, Lord. Evil spirits that want people to be tired and worn out and be sleeping and be dozing off. Deliver us, O Lord. Quicken our mortal body. Oh, Father, quicken your word in our soul. Thank you, our Master. May you vindicate your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's rise up and sing Hymn 31. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages, let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, I'm standing, 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 standing on the promises. God, my Savior, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises that cannot fail. Hallelujah. When the howling comes out of the fear, I'm standing on the promises. chapter 3, 4, 5.
Standing on the promises I now can see. I can not fall, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all, standing on the promises of God. I'm
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's turn the Bibles to St. Luke. St. Luke's Gospel. Chapter 2. Right. From verse 25. To 34. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of the people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Amen. May the Lord bless his word this afternoon to our heart. Shall please be seated. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We thank the Lord very much for the services today thus far. Amen. When I was preaching in my last journey, I was telling the people that the prophet said, this is not an arena. Are you there? Said, so this is not an arena where we come to hear music and to sing special numbers and all whatnot. So this is the house of correction. This is where righteousness go forth. This is the house of judgment. Praise the Lord. May God help us. Hallelujah. This text, the prophet took it and preached expectations led by the Spirit, leadings. This one here now, this afternoon, the same text. I want us to look at it by the grace of God. I'm not a preacher. Let the Holy Ghost speak to us. Amen. The title of the sermon this afternoon is God Keeps His Word. And remember that, you know, even the title of the sermon, God Keeps His Word. The brother preached it, I think, about 7 or 8 times. Amen. And the two different texts at different intervals as the Holy Ghost led him. So this afternoon, I want us to look at the sermon, God Keeps His Word. When our brother was speaking this morning, he mentioned the sermon, God be misunderstood about my essay. God have mercy upon me. I thought I would preach that one before, until this one came into my heart. And I want us to look at it. We will not finish it today, because we want to just look briefly. Just one paragraph here, and I want to link it to another sermon and characters in the scriptures. Men like you and I, praise God. What effect the word of God had in them, and how they took it and embraced it with all their heart. And the result they had. Praise the Lord. Please, can they go to the sermon? God Keeps His Word. 58:03-28. March 28. I want to read this paragraph and then connect it to the sermon, The Comforter. Praise the Lord. I want us to listen very well, because whatever made us to know, God will have to have a witness in every age. Amen. True living witness of the word of the living God. So please, this 1 hour, let's just bear the heat. And let us not cultivate, the habit of roaming about aimlessly. Whenever we come to church, you must know the reason and the purpose why you come to church. You have not come to meet with man. Neither have you come to listen to man. We have the program of God for our day. And it's unto you and to me. May God help us. When I was in my journey, because people are not well taught, any little prank, crank, 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 people will go out. Come in, crank, 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 they go out, they come in. Crank, 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 they go out, they come in. I told them, you cannot put two things on fire at the same time. God cannot be speaking to you, and human being will want to speak to you at the same time. Why not tell the people, your business associate or whosoever, at some time I'm going to be at church? Some of us were adamant. We'll still put on our phone like this, on silent. But when we see a little light like this, we go out. We are not serious about who you are. Praise the Lord. So, are you there? Paragraph 12, please. Paragraph 12. God keeps His word. Listen. From the scripture we read,
We'll come back to Papa Simeon here that we read about the character. There is, thank you, brother. There is one thing that we can surely rest upon. That is that God keeps every word of his words. Every one of his words. He watches over them. The word of God is God himself. He watches over them day and night to perform them. And every promise that he made is true. And that gives us such a blessed hope when we know that we read out of the word, God, the all-sufficient one, will keep that word. Amen. The all-sufficient one will keep that word. If you can't keep for other ones, he will keep it for you and me today. It's not a failure. God doesn't speak foolishly like you and I will speak. He means what he says and he says what he means. Praise the Lord. Not one jot or one title shall fail. Praise the Lord. What a perfect assurance. May God communicate to our heart. As we read, we are others have taken him at his word. Amen. And to see that sometimes it looks very critical. It looks like sometimes that it is going to fail, but it just don't fail. Praise the Lord. Let's start from the Old Testament. The sermon, the comforter, please. 61:10-01 in the evening. We fast because we have little or no time. Paragraph 67. From this that we have read, let us listen. Noah had met God. Amen. In chapter 6 of Genesis, Noah had met God. Amen. When all flesh was corrupted in the sight of God Almighty, and it repented the Almighty God that he had created man in his own image, and God decided to wipe out all flesh, human beings, animals, best, all flesh. And the Bible says, and Noah found grace in the sight of God. Think of that. And Noah found grace in the sight of God. All flesh has corrupted themselves. And God said to Noah, amen. Noah had met God. He had God. If God didn't speak to Noah, how would he hear? Are you with me? Are you there? If God didn't speak, how will he hear? You are hearing me as I'm speaking. And God said to Noah, amen? All flesh is corrupted before me. Now, I'm going to destroy the whole earth. But build me an ark. Build an ark. Then gave him the specifications, the length, the breadth, the layers, just one window on top. Are you following? And as many as we enter, we believe you, I'm going to send flood to destroy the earth. He had God's word. Are you listening? Are you looking at it? Now, Noah had met God. Number one. He heard God. Past tense of here. Is that right? Then he had God. That is, he owned the word of God. He had the word of God. May God help us. He had God's word. So it didn't make any difference what anyone else said. Noah had God's word. Because all that Noah passed through, if it wasn't that God gave him revelation of what he had, he would have been discouraged. Listen. So it was a comfort to him when the critics came, was going to watching what they were doing, criticizing him, and science saying, how can waters fall from the sky when there is none up there? We can prove there is no water there. You are a fanatic, Noah. Why? I can prove to you that you are a fanatic. Look here. Where is there any water? Show me. You think it's easy? It wasn't easy. It was not easy. Because Barabbas said to us in another sermon, if Noah had not gotten the revelation, he would have been discouraged. Maybe I made a mistake, but God cannot make mistake. God speaks what he means, and he means what he speaks. The same God you and I, we are serving today. Listen, they might have had glasses, scientific instrument, that could see 120 million years of light space as we have today. Though you know it had never rained, but yet Noah was comforted because he had God's promise. Amen. He was comforted. So no matter what's happening today, my brother and my sister, when we see what God has done before, it may look like it's going to fail, but it can't fail. That is the word of the living God. He had God's promise. Hallelujah. What did he do? He went about beating an ass. How silly. There perhaps never was a boat. Of course, there was no boat. Because there was no water. And God said he was going to send a rain. A flood. That's going to destroy the whole earth. You beat me and I go gopher wood. The most wicked of all woods. Because the way you cut it, it's like sponge. The sap will go out. When you cut it down and the sap goes out, it's just like sponge. But that is how God, the instructions God gave to Noah. He obeyed God because he feared. Amen. There was no lakes and rivers and things in them days, so they needed not a boat. But here he is building a freak looking thing, and everybody is laughing at him. Everybody was laughing at him. And when the man will come from the farm, he will take his son along with him. They will come to Abba Noah. Abba Noah, my father, my great-grandfather, has been telling me you have been building this ark. When are you going to finish it? Look at the way you are even building it. Look at the material you are using. He said they were throwing rotten tomatoes. Brother Bam says so. If you don't believe it, thank God for him here. Do you believe the prophet? I mean, you think the minister they talk is so head. Papa said they were throwing rotten tomatoes at him. It's enough to discourage him. Think of it. When things look critical, how can rain flow? How can there be flow? When God was only irrigating the earth. Hey. The short Martino instrument, scientific instrument in the air. His message was contrary to scientific, you know, day he was living. But the word of God was his comfort. And it was enough to discourage him. Everybody coming by said, look up on the hill at that fanatic up there. What is the house of a thing is, you know, he's building? What kind of an outfit is that? And look what he's building out of. Why? It is nonsense. But yet, the comforter Noah had. Because he had God's word. Oh my. It was a comfort. He knew God said so. Amen. So God said it, and that settles it. God said so. Are you there? Faith coming by hearing the word of God. How do you know it is going to rain? Noah said, God said so. How do you know water is coming, is going to come up from there? God said so. That is the comfort he had in the world. God promised to have a glorious church. Because we are going to look at Papa Job. He said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. And at the last, in the last days, he come upon the earth. My eyes shall behold thee, not someone else. Me, Job, I'm going to see my Messiah. In his distress, in his time of need, when he was passing through his trying time. Think of it, brothers and sisters. The Bible said, in another psalm, he said, Job had gone on now 4,000 years ago. But God promised to have a church. It's waiting on you and me. We must have the comfort of the word of God in our heart. All right. Praise the Lord. Can they go to it? Let me see. Praise God. Paragraph 80. You see, Noah was following the instructions. Amen. That is why I think chapter, the Bible made us to know that all that God told Noah to do, he did it all. Praise God. Yeah. Verse 22 of verse 6. Chapter 6, please. Verse 22. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him. So did he. Is that not the church today? Is that not the church today? If you look into the scripture. Oh, thank you, brother. Look into the scriptures. Whatever God commanded Moses to tell the children of Israel, and they did it, the Bible recorded it. So when you see people obeying the word of God today, it has been, you know, in the ages past. Right from Genesis. And thus did Noah. All that God commanded him, so did he. May God help you, my brother. May God help you, my sister. May God help me through the preacher. But see, you see, Noah was following the instructions. Look, if he had failed on one instruction, if he didn't finish the ark according to God's specifications, God will not have shut the door. Shut him in. Save. Are you there? Even after God, after everything all said and done here, and God said, and God remembered Noah, the first verse of chapter 7. And God remembered Noah. Because he had the revelation. He obeyed the word of God to the letter. When God shut him in and took the key to heaven, people came around. The cloud came. He told his father, you know, his children and his wife and his in-laws. His daughter's in-law. Within 7 days, God is going to send in rain. First day, second day, third day, 40 day, 50 day, like that. They will come and still speak to him in unbelief. He said, rest. God said so. Are you there? Yes. But when the time came, look, everything that God promised will happen at the right time. When the time came, the cloud formed in the sky. There was darkness. Rain started pouring. Rain started pouring. May God help you and me. He had the word of God, which was his comforter. The word was his comfort. I don't know. I don't understand why God is making me build it like this. But this is what he said, do. God help us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us look at paragraph 87. Paragraph 87. That is Papa Noah. Did God fail him? Did God fail him? Are you all with me? Not all is with me. Did God fail Noah? No. Because God is not a failure. God is not a disappointment. 87. We want to look at Job. How that man had a comforter. What was his comforter? The word of God. God told him that he will be judged as long as he offered that burnt offering. Job rested solemnly upon that burnt offering. No matter how hard the storms called, how many boys broke out, how many things was taken away from him, he still stood on God's word. It was a comfort to him. Amen. When his people came, the judges, and tried to reconcile him and say, look here, Job, look here. You know that you have sinned. You know that you've done wrong. How will God ever punish a righteous man like that? Who take all he has gotten, take his children, tear up his home, do all these things, and break down your head, and here you are, sitting here, a miserable wretch. How can you justify yourself, Job, by saying that you are not a sinner? Job proved that he was not a sinner. Because why? He obeyed the word of God to the letter. God Almighty himself testified of Job. God had confidence in Job. Baba said, God wants to have confidence in you and me today. Oh my. That you will not fail him, I will not fail him. Oh my. Just. Upright. He eschew evil. Righteous. Before God. He eschew evil. Whatever evil was in the land, he eschew it all. Brothers and sisters, you have no excuse before God. None of us here have excuse before God. Today we don't have revelation. That's why we fall flat. We compromise. Because of meal tickets. Because of meal tickets. God help us. Because of meal tickets. Hallelujah. Some people don't have conscience. Let me do it anyhow. After all, I will tell God I'm sorry. He sees your heart. He sees your heart. He knows that you don't have revelation. Because if you have revelation, you will not do contrary to the word of God. I was telling the people in my last study. The Bible says, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. Is that right? You know it was a temptation they brought before our Lord Jesus Christ. Who knows all things? Say, why tempting him, hypocrites? And above all, say, we believe in giving to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. We believe in giving to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. But if Caesar wants to intrude, if Caesar wants to go behind his boundary, beyond his boundary, intrude into the word of God, the Bible says, park aside Caesar. Is that the word of God? Park aside Caesar. God keeps his word. Are you there? Look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We're going to read about them again. Putting the brethren in remembrance. We will be doing that more and more. Putting the brethren in remembrance. So we want to put you in remembrance again this afternoon. Let's read from Daniel. Just bear with me. This little time, we are going to close. Hallelujah. I pray you not think I'm demonstrating before you. All right. Daniel chapter 3. God must have witness. Anytime, anywhere. Baba said, God doesn't want compromisers. He doesn't want compromisers. Go the way everybody goes. God doesn't want compromisers. And there is no compromise on the part of a true believer. Is that the message? I laid on your lap. Praise the Lord. Daniel. Chapter 3. People that had revelation. People that were taught. In the Old Testament, people that worship God, people that serve God, under the blood of goats and bulls, that could not take away sin. How much more today? I'm not shouting on you. May God help you and me. When they were in Babylon, remember, it was not only Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego that were the only captives that were taken to Babylon. There were thousands of them from Judah. Is that right? Is that right? Whether you answer me, don't answer me. That is the word of God. Are you there? But when the time came now, because God said he was going to take them to the land of the Babylonians. Because while you have forsaken me, you have rejected my word. He took them there. And these were key men in the Gentile kingdom of Babylon. And the time came now, Abashewa, Nebuchadnezzar. He proclaimed a decree that all nations, peoples, kindreds, languages, this and that. When you hear the sound of Dulcima, cornet, psaltery, this one, that one, all kinds of worldliness, all kinds of idolatry music. Are you there? When you hear that, fall down and worship my image. If you don't, whosoever refused to bow down and worship my image. When you hear all this kind of music, such a person will be thrown into a fiery furnace. These were Jews. These were proper seed of Abraham. Genuine seed of Abraham. Like Joseph in his time. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh my. Promoted in the kingdom of Babylon. When others bowed and fell flat, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they stood erect. Amen. May God help us. Thank you, brother. Chapter what? Verse what is that? Verse what is that? Verse 6? Yeah. Alright, let's start from there. Thank you, my brother. And whosoever falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same time, the same hour, please, be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. This my Bible I brought today. It's lighter. Alright. Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. Yes. People will accuse you before the authority if you stand for the word of God. But as Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego stood for Christ in their day, under the blood of Gozabu, whosoever will stand for Christ today, Jesus will stand for him too. Because it's not a failure, it is not a disappointment. Don't tell me rubbish. This is verse 9. They spake and said to the king, to Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. How can he live forever? The next chapter, you see what happened to him. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worship it, that it should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews, certain, whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded years. Yes. We believe in giving to Caesar. What is Caesar? And to God, what belongs to God? So Caesar has intruded into the things of God. So Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they pack aside Caesar. May God help you. This is Bible before you and me. Hallelujah. Verse 13, then Nebuchadnezzar in his rage and a fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up. Now, if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God? He don't stop with his mouth. Like Pharaoh of old time. I know not God. Of a truth, he didn't know God. This one said, who is that God? Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? What a statement. What a blasphemy. But the man said, when people are persecuting you, they are not persecuting you, they are persecuting Christ. Is that not what Jesus told us? Are you there? Alright. Verse 16. Thank you, sir. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter." They didn't say, "O king, live forever here." Praise the Lord. "If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." No matter what government has set up, if it is contrary to the word of God, we give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. But when Caesar wants to intrude into the things that is contrary to the word of God, Deuteronomy chapter 22 verse 5. Are you following me? It's an abomination. If I didn't need to go into this, we have had enough in the morning. Are you? Oh, well, it is the word of God anyhow. We'll pack him aside. We'll stay with the word of God. Listen. Verse what? Be with us. Verse what? 18. "But if not, be it known unto thee that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden images which thou hast set up." Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore, he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace seven times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men, Elenwara, that were in his army, to bind Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their horses, and their hats, and their other garments, and they wrapped them completely, so that they would not be able to see the fire garment, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Verse 22. "Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men, mighty men, that took up Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake, and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king." You go to Isaiah 43. Let's look at Isaiah 43. "Oh, it may seem it will fail, but it cannot fail. God is great. God is greater than man." Where is Nebuchadnezzar today? Right. Verse 2. "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." That's the same God we are serving today. No matter what fire you are passing through, you stand for Christ, he will stand for you. The flame killed the man that bound Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Why? Because before they got in there, Jesus was already there in the fire before them. He said, "Jesus, you don't know your Bible. If you want to argue." This king said here, he said, "Did we not put three men? Say, we can see four men. And the fourth man was like the son of God." Who is the son of God? Jesus. Oh God, you are great. God watches over his world. He stands for his people. Amen. You believe God? Oh my. And that gives us such a blessed hope. When we know that what we read out of the word, God, the all-sufficient one, will keep that word. Not one jot or one title shall fail. What a perfect assurance. As we read where others have taken him at his word, and to see that sometimes it looks very critical. It looks like sometimes that it is going to fail, but it just don't fail. Because why? He keeps his word. That same God we are serving today. Same God we are serving today. You don't need to question God. I don't need to question God. Brothers and sisters, may God help us. My time is up. You love the Lord? Yes, sir. Remember, it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He didn't pay this man. We have not come to Father Abraham. Praise the Lord. Job saw resurrection coming. Was he resurrected? Yes, sir. Amen. He was resurrected when Jesus died at Calvary. When he gave up the ghost, we said that the bodies, the graves of the saints of old that slept. Brother Bam said, Christians don't die. They only take a nap. They only sleep. Amen. The graves of the saints of old that stood for him opened, but they did not come out until after his resurrection. So when he rose again from the dead, after he went to the regions of the lost and preached to those disobedient creatures that refused to believe the message of Noah, said, I'm the virgin son, born son of the living God. I'm the one that Enoch spoke of, that is to come with 10,000 saints also, and I'm the one that Noah spoke of. Because you disobeyed at that time, stay there. Then he went to hell, go, and took the keys of death and hell from Satan, hung it around himself. Then he went to where? To paradise, where Noah, where Job, where Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, David, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and the rest, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Daniel. And the rest. Wow. Papa Abraham just came, opened the door. He ran inside. He said, now come and see. That was the one that sat under the tree that we fed. Children, come out. It is getting to break daybreak. And he took them out. Amen. That's why the Bible says, and they appear to many in the city of Jerusalem. Caiaphas could recognize them. Who are those young men? Who see that young man and woman? They have been turned to young man and woman now. May God help you and me. Look, whatever we suffer here, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they knew the word of God. Passing through fire, it will not consume you. This flame will not kindle you. That's why the Bible made us to know that look, no, not even the air of your head could sing. What a good way. Hallelujah. That's what we are serving today. We are serving the God of reality. The title of our sermon is God Keeps His Word. Let's meditate on this. We'll come back by the grace of God. God bless your soul. You love the Lord? God bless you. It's just because of time. But God spare in our life. Praise the Lord. That's the same God we are serving today, my brother, my sister. It's not a failure. Listen, brethren. There are people that have spoken with their mouth. It wasn't from their heart. When the time comes, they show their color. May God help you, brothers. May God help you, sisters. May God help you. Amen. Let us find grace in the sight of God. There is no compromise on the part of a true Christian. I say this before I hand over to the associate pastor. But Abraham said we have a heritage. As you are listening to me, please don't sleep, don't do so. We have an heritage. We have a sacred trust. This sacred trust is the word of God. Abraham said, preach it. Live it. Not compromising here, not compromising there. Stay with it. He said, it's not what church says. It is not what any man says. It's not what any pastor says. It's not what papa or mama says. It is what the word of God says. Stay with it. It's a sacred trust. Sacred trust. If the word of God says, surely. Surely. What a perfect assurance. My brother, my sister, you don't know when, you don't know where, you don't know how. Let us be honest with ourselves. Let us find grace inside of God to save this world. My 1 hour has been fulfilled. Shalom, sir. Shalom, sir. Let's just meditate on these things, brothers and sisters. God is no respecter of any person. Thank you, sir. This is my brother. Shame on my brother.
When God speaks to us, He expects us to speak back to Him. Whatever is our understanding about what we have heard, our revelation concerning what we have heard, He expects a feedback from us. Whether you believe it, whether you understand it, whether you want to live by it, or is the preacher's own that he has said. It is what to talk back to God that God will work upon. As we bring the service to a close, in case there is someone that have a need and we desire God's help, you are at liberty to raise your hand to Him as you offer a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for another privilege again this afternoon to hear a portion out of your word, how you keep your word. You all said that you watch over your word to perform it. We thank you very much that, Lord, you have witnesses that you have used to prove that, Lord, you keep your word in the ages before us. This is our time. Those examples we have in the scripture, and, Lord, that we have through the church ages to this time, their cloud of witnesses. They are to be our encouragement. They are to be something that will give us confidence and assurance that in whatever situation we are, you are there with us as long as we are true representative of your word. The word said that those that will live righteous according to your word, that they will suffer persecution. But in every situation, you promise to be with us. We thank you for the examples we have. And you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We commit ourselves unto you, Lord, as you have an achievement, you have success in the ages before us. So also will you have success in this our age, because you have witnesses. Lord, when it comes to our turn to prove and to show to the people of the world that we are serving a living God and that we are not compromisers, may we not disappoint you, Heavenly Father. As a prophet said, that we should not let him down. We should not let you down. Oh, Jehovah God, be our strength, be our revelation. Let your grace be abundant in our life, that in any situation, we'll never let you down. After every trial, there's always a glory. There's always a blessing that comes out, a testimony. Oh, God of heaven, may ours be joined to the ones that are before us as overcomers, as true witnesses, as people that represent you correctly. Grant it, Heavenly Father. May we not be afraid of persecution. May we not be afraid of the outcome of whatsoever the enemy may put across, oh God. But may we take our own confidence, Lord, from the examples before us, that if anybody stays with you, you will stand by the person also. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Whatsoever be the desire of your children that have made them to raise their hand up for one thing or the other, thou art God and know the heart of all men. May you attend to the desires and requests of your people in the name of Jesus Christ. May you turn their desire, their requests to testimonies that they will give publicly, Lord, when you bring them to manifestation. Let it be their Father. Oh God of heaven, we thank you for your servant. We have made yourself to bring your word unto us. Lord, virtue has left him. May you recall him, Lord. We pray, Father, you will strengthen him, Heavenly Father. Give him good and perfect aid at all times. Lord, lift all the honor of his ministry. Everywhere you will, Lord, have him at every point in time. May he always be a great channel of blessing to your people. Thank you, dear Father. We are grateful unto you for the entire day. Lord, we know as you are with us here, you are also with your servant in Bakatari, and Lord, all other places. Lord, with our pastor, U.S., perhaps he may not be preaching today, but Lord, we know you are with him, oh God. Every garden of the saints around the globe, we know you are with your people. Thank you, Heavenly Father. The week has started, and Lord, you have started it with us on this glorious and wonderful note. Lord, may your presence go before us. Lord, may your peace be our portion. Lord, may your blessings be abundant in our life this week, oh God. Bless the students, bless workers. Lord, bless business people. May you prosper them. Rebuke devourers for the sake of your people. Have your way in our life. Provide joy for the jobless, oh God. Therefore, as long as your people are designing to walk, make a way for them, Heavenly Father. Open avenues for your people in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, and whatsoever they put their hands upon, may you prosper it, Lord. Thank you, dear Father. Lord, travelers, may you watch over them. Lord, may you prosper their journeys. Oh God, clear all evil out of their way, Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Oh God, throughout the week, may it be full of testimonies, Lord. Once again, one of your sons that was kidnapped in Enugu, may you rescue him, dear Father. And wherever, oh God, your children are facing or passing through some hard time, may you stand by them, Father. Lord, we remember Sister Rachel in Mafidon, in our farm in River State. We pray you will be with her. Give her grace at this time. Give her confidence, Heavenly Father. Lord, if it be your will, may she gloriously complete the service, oh Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Those that are desiring to see Lord go into the NYC program, may you be their help. Go before them and stand for them, dear Lord. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. We are grateful and we are thankful. The rest of the services ahead of us this week, may they be glorious and wonderful. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for granting our petition. Go home with us, dear Father. May we go get to our different homes in peace, Lord, under your protection, Lord. Thank you, Father. The children that have traveled here and there, within and outside the country, watch over every one of them. When they will be coming back, may you bring them back safely. Thank you for granting our petitions, because I have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of our Master and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Where the week is on, I want us to be praying seriously concerning the issue of the generator, because the one that is there is seriously giving way. I think you can see that even not all the world fans are working now, because they are trying to shed load so that this thing can work. Well, I don't have money as I'm standing here, and I believe that you that is sitting there, you also don't have money. Am I correct, or I'm trying to say what is wrong? If you have money, bring the money now. Why are you looking at us? I'm trying to give an excuse that you don't have money, but you know the response. If you have the money, you know the amount. Why did you keep us waiting since? Bring the money now, then we move forward. If we get to a junction that we have a mountain we cannot climb, then we ask God to create a hole, yeah, so that we can. If we come here tomorrow and the gen that is there, God supernaturally renew it, then we continue the journey. Then we don't need money to buy another one. May the Lord be gracious to us. One thing is that the work in mysterious ways is wonders to perform. God bless you. As I was praying, a brother in Enugu was kidnapped last night. I woke up in the night and saw the message in the minister's forum. I know the brother in person and the wife. They run a restaurant. I've eaten at that restaurant before in Enugu. And brother is quite elderly. Should be maybe over 70 right now. Him and the wife. And you know, those restaurants, it's a good restaurant at a good place that people drive cars because they produce good quality food there, and it's a good environment. So, you know, in the season that we have now, that people are looking for how to get money at all costs, they will just target when they are closing, and then they came to pick the old man out. I'm sure they will be busy somewhere now, assessing him, and they're trying to see how much they can demand. Unfortunately, some few years back, the only daughter they have passed on. And it was during when she was giving birth, the child lived, so the child is with the mother. So all they are depending on that restaurant, nothing else. Nothing else. So, and the church itself, Enugu Church, I know that church very well, that they are not up to, I doubt if they are up to, they are not up to maybe one quarter of us. When we have a full, they are not up to one quarter. And they don't have anything, frankly speaking. So, but prayer can do all things. So let's remember the brother in prayers. Shall we rise?
I'm following Jesus one step at a time. I live for the moment in His love divine. But think of tomorrow, oh, just live for today. I'm following number 60. The pathway is narrow, the pathway is narrow, oh, but it is me on. I walk in the shadows, my fears are all. stronger each moment. All the way I'm following Jesus, one step at a time. I'll live for the moment in His love divine. Why think of tomorrow? Just live for today. I'm following Jesus, His step all the way. The pathway is narrow, but it leads me on. I walk in the shadow, my fears are all gone. My spirit grows stronger each moment. I'm Jesus is leading each step all the way. I'm following Jesus, one step at a time. I'll live for the moment in His love divine. Why think of tomorrow? Just live for today. And following Jesus is there all the way. The pathway is narrow, but He leads me on. I walk in His shadow, my fears are all gone. My spirit grows stronger each moment. For Jesus is leading, He's there all the way. Thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for deliverance from the world of sin and shame. Thank you for the blessings I never knew before. Oh Lord, I thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for deliverance from the world of sin and shame. Thank you for the blessing I never knew before. Lord, I thank you for the Holy Ghost. Jesus, Jesus, oh, your love has turned my life around. Yes, your sweet love has turned my life around. Jesus, Jesus, oh, your love has turned my life around. Oh, yes, your sweet love has turned my life around. Yes, your love has turned my life around. Yes, your sweet love has turned my life.